all Mexican help at the ranch, and mm-hmm. and my father and mother were the only ones there that spoke English.
Did your father and mother speak Spanish?
Oh, yes.
But they grew up speaking English?
Sure. They spoke, my mother spoke a little German, too, because her mother spoke German.
Did you pick up any German?
No. Oh, I know a few words.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to get some idea of the house that you grew up in. You think you could sort of make a sketch of it for me?
Well, I can show you pictures of it. I can't see. I don't see you sitting there. I'm looking at you. I can see your eyes flash every once in a while. I can see your teeth. I can see you've got blonde hair. And I see you have blue jeans on. But, you know, I everything is a silhouette to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see. We grew up at the ranch, and we moved to town in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1904, and we moved to town in 1908. And we lived over what was then the saddle shop.
Mm-hmm.
It was then a hardware store, and it was owned by my mother and her father. And my grandfather died the year before, or the year before that, and an uncle of mine was running the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And then they closed the hardware store, and the saddle shop moved in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, we built a house on 9th and Washington Street, a three-story colonial type with big white pillars in front of it. And it had 12 rooms and a big attic upstairs.
Describe it to me, like how the floor plan would be when you
you go into a hall, and to the left was the parlor, and at the end of the hall was the dining room,
mm-hmm.
and that opened into a double sliding door that would be a sitting room,
mm-hmm.
and back of that was a little office type room. Between the kitchen and the dining room there was a pantry and a place to wash the dishes and sort of a catch-all room,
mm-hmm.
and then the kitchen. And out of the kitchen, there was a set of stairs that went up the back stairs. And in the front hall, as you went in, to the right were three steps, and then I think 12 and then 6 upstairs that went in three directional, three stairways. Northwest, and three, I guess, almost west, and then three more toward the east. I guess they'd go west, south, and east.
Mm-hmm.
And that emptied into a long hall. To the right was one bedroom, and straight ahead was a bedroom. And you went down the hall, and there was a bedroom on each side. The doors didn't weren't quite in front of each other. I think the door on the right was the first door, and the other one was a little bit back. And then back of the end of that, there was a hallway that turned, and there was a big bathroom. I mean a big one. It was bigger than this porch, twice as big. So they had a big tub and a shower, and a commode, and a big towel rack, and a medicine chest, and two windows. And then right at the end of the hall, the stairway turned and went down the stairs, and it went west, south, and east, the same direction as the other,
mm-hmm.
except the six stairs were here, and then 12, and then 3 or 4. And it went back into the kitchen, and straight ahead there was a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And through that bedroom there was a stair that went up with one going north, and then east, went into the big upstairs attic.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you had the parlor and the sitting room. What's the difference between?
Well, the parlor was where you entertained formal guests that came, and the sitting room was for just everyday use. We studied in there. Mama had card games with her friends. They'd play cards in there.